Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. Fed officials will wrap up their two-day policy meeting today with a statement due to be released at 2 p.m. Eastern. Investors will be watching for any signals from Chairman Jerome Powell about whether policymakers are accelerating deliberations over how and when to pare back on their easy money policies and any shift in the Fed's view on inflation. Boeing stock jumped more than 5% today after the jetmaker reported its first quarterly profit in nearly 2 years. Boeing also said it had scrapped plans to shed another 10,000 workers by the end of the year as it continues to boost production of the 737 MAX jetliner and airlines seek more parts and services. Sales rose 44% to $17 billion. Jetliner deliveries quadrupled from a year ago amid a recovery in air travel demand. Earnings from Facebook, Ford Motor, PayPal, and Qualcomm are due after the closing bell today. Activision Blizzard says it's hired a law firm to investigate complaints of workplace sexual harassment hours before a planned employee walkout over the video game publisher's reaction to allegations made in a recent lawsuit. In a statement, Activision CEO Bobby Kotick admitted the company's initial response was tone-deaf. Last week, the state of California sued Activision, alleging discrimination against female employees over pay and advancement opportunities and ignoring female workers' complaints of sexual harassment. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.